32 off his four, and Roland Jones 1 for 30 off his four.
Brilliant, David. Thanks very much. David's Brett of BBC Essex. Nick Ledhill was on BBC Essex as well. We're live on BBC Radio London as well in his joint commentary. And we'll be going through the interval here on Medium Wave and online on the BBC Sport website and app. Delighted to say that Ian Harris is going to sit down alongside me to help us get through the interval. Middlesex's trustee on the London Cricket Trust. So, Ian, well, thank you for coming. Delighted to have you here with us, which will be probably long overdue over the years, bearing in mind how many times we've bumped into each other.
That's absolutely true. I do feel the listeners are getting a little bit short-changed. The people who are here at the ground are getting Owen Morgan for the interval, and the listeners are getting me, but never mind.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, you didn't get short-changed the other day, because Tuesday?
Yes.
AB de Villiers was in Deptford with you. I assume, well, I say you with you, I'm assuming you were there.
I was not there.
Have been, you're a busy man, I'm sure.
I absolutely was there.
Tell us all about it. He was opening a new track in Deptford as part of something that you've obviously all been working very hard on.
Let me first explain what the London Cricket Trust is. Basically, it's a charity. It's a joint venture between the four counties who have a London presence. So that means Essex, Kent, Middlesex and Surrey. And our mission basically is to put cricket back into London's parks. And we're doing that by installing non-turf pitches, or in some places nets, or in some places non-turf pitches and nets. And we're doing this in the places in London where there's a great deal of need for facilities, but very few cricket facilities are available. The funding for our first 3 years is coming from the ECB. And in fact, they're providing not only the funding, but an awful lot of the know-how to get this this piece of work done. We're making sure that all of the facilities that we're putting in and giving equipment to neighbouring schools and informal clubs have got several schools or informal clubs that will use the facilities.
We've got a wave. Give him a wave. We've got a wave for Owen Morgan. Sorry to interrupt you. He's just waved up at us.
He has. I've waved back.
He just gave us a wave up. Up at us. Sorry, Ian, to interrupt.
No,
I had to grab that moment for Owen.
I hope he recognised me at this distance. So we put in seven of these facilities last year, and 12 are going in this year. And we have plans to put in a further 30 during the year 2020. I thought it was an incredible coup that AB de Villiers said yes to us when we asked him if he would come and open one of our facilities in Deptford Park this week. It just coincided perfectly with him arriving in the UK for this 2020 competition. And he said yes. He pretty much came hot off the plane.
Oh, really?
Down to Deptford.
If he doesn't get runs today...
he did say he had a few hours in between, but I thought it was an incredibly charitable gesture on his part. He could so easily have said no. And AB de Villiers is one of these sort of huge names that just gets you media. BBC London Television came along and filmed it, and we had 3 minutes on the television news on Tuesday evening, which is huge publicity for us. We were in several of the newspapers. And AB de Villiers, I don't know whether people realise this, because I certainly didn't. I'm probably too old to understand social media. He has 8.2 million followers on Instagram. And as of this moment in time, just over 500,000 of them have liked his piece about our charity.
That's incredible. I've got to look at it. That's incredible.
I just find those numbers almost unbelievable. I can't get my head around it. But just going back to the initiative, it is meant for everybody. It's for boys and girls. It's for men and women. And the aim is to encourage more schools and informal clubs to get involved with cricket. And London desperately, desperately needs this now. London has changed a bit since I was growing up. I grew up in your neighbourhood, actually, Kevin, in southwest London.
Did you?
So my park or common was Tooting Beck Common.
Yeah.
And we had no facilities there at all. But in those days, the state schools tended to have facilities. So just around the corner from where I lived and just around the corner from Tooting Beck was Battersea Grammar School. That's where Mike Selby grew up, and that's where he learned how to play cricket.
Yeah.
But the state schools don't have facilities anymore.
No.
There are hardly any playing fields in state schools. So I was a lucky chap. I won a scholarship to a posh school, and I got to play some cricket. And if you went to grammar school, you got them. But now there are many, many, in particular young people, who just don't have access to cricket.
No.
Once we put 50 of these facilities in by the end of next year, I think that is a transformational number of additional pitches and additional sets of equipment just to get people in state schools involved with cricket. Quite coincidentally, an old mate of mine that I grew up with in southwest London, a chap called Mark Phillips, is the headmaster of one of the schools in Deptford. I ran into him a few weeks ago. I didn't even know he was headmaster of that school. He moves around and looks after different schools at times. So I asked him, you know, Deptford Green School, what do you do for cricket? He said, we don't have any facilities. So I said, well, what possibly could be done? He said, well, there's a park called Deptford Park, but they don't have any facilities there. Mm. I said, well, if I could wave a magic wand and put some facilities in, that, you know, how do you feel? He said, it'd be great. We'd use them, definitely. I'll see what I can do. I already knew that we were about to put this pitch in, of course.
That was how I started, would you believe, on a pitch outside my old comprehensive on Streatham Common.
Yeah.
They used to have it on, you know, an AstroTurf pitch there, and that was how I started, because the school didn't have any cricket at all.
Which is great. So for listeners in Essex, I know we've got listeners BBC Radio London and BBC Essex. Last year we put in a facility with nets and an on-turf pitch in Seven Kings Park, and that's actually where we had our first launch. This year we're putting in a facility in Central Park Havering and Roll Sports Ground in Waltham Forest. And then next year the plan for Essex is to put in three in Newham, three in Barking, and another two in Redbridge. In Middlesex, last year we put in a facility in Lambton School and one in Victoria Park. There were already facilities there, but we've upgraded them. This year we're putting in three facilities in Ealing and one at Moormead Rec in Richmond. And then next year we're hoping to do two in Brent, Hackney Downs, Felton Park, hopefully, a couple in Islington, and up to three in Hammersmith and Fulham. And the one other thing that I probably should say, because a lot of
people... I was going to say, if there's anything punchy, only because the players are on their way, from your perspective.
One other thing to say, a lot of people don't realise how much effort the counties put in to participation cricket. It's one of those sort of secret things or hidden things that people don't know about. But we have Katie Berry here in Middlesex, and you have Dan Feist in Essex. And of course, all four of the counties have teams that do this, and they do tireless work in participation cricket around the place. So they can work with these community groups and help to get these things moving. So it is a terrific, terrific venture.
Website?
There is a website, LondonCricketTrust.com. Probably the best way to find out about it, if you're keen, is to get in touch with the participation people in your county.
So go via the county itself, yeah. But any information that they need, if they're just interested, to have a look, it's on the London Cricket Trust website.
Indeed.
Ian Harris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry we couldn't have given you more time, but it was a fantastic time to come on, with Essex being here as well and it having been in Deptford the other day. So
lovely,
appreciate
to talk to you.
It was last minute as well, and you've managed to make it happen. So Ian, really, really appreciate
lovely
it.
Lovely to talk to you, Kevin.
Thank you very
See
much.
You
Thanks for having you on. Ian Harris. There with us, who's a great tweeter as well. We didn't even get round to that, which I'm disappointed in, but many thanks for coming up and managing to squeeze it in and managing to shout over the top of Owen Morgan as well. So he's done a fantastic job for us there. Thank you, Ian. You're listening to BBC Essex and BBC Radio London. This joint commentary here at Lord's, the opening Vitality Blast match, and here come the two batsmen for Middlesex, Stirling and Milan, opening up. David Brett is part of our commentary team. David Chatton is our scorer. I'm Kevin Hands, and back alongside me in the commentary box is Nick Gledhill.